In one of my training sessions to become a certified leadership coach, we were given a set of juggling balls and then paired up with a partner. We were instructed to coach each other on how to juggle the balls. The first time we did the exercise, everyone in the room was busy trying to give each other instructions and suggestions. "Try throwing the balls a little higher. Try to get the rhythm. Focus. You can do it." You could hear lots of laughter around the room as balls went flying through the air, but no one improved. As we were scrambling to retrieve our juggling balls, our instructor asked us to describe how we felt when our partner was giving lots of instructions. The majority of us answered, "Anxious, stressed, and nervous." Then our coaching instructor told us to repeat the exercise. But this time, we were only allowed to ask questions. Around the room, you could hear people asking, "How did that work? What do you think went wrong? What could you do differently next time? How did that feel?" The difference at the end of the second round was remarkable. Almost everyone in the room improved their juggling, and people felt more peaceful. Our instructor's point was clear. Don't tell people what to do. Ask them questions. When you ask questions, you turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2. Not only do you grow in your understanding of a person, but often a great question prompts the person to greater understanding of themselves. You gain greater insight, they gain greater self-awareness, and the two of you grow closer. It's a relational win-win. This is why Jesus asked questions so often throughout his earthly ministry. The Master of Great Questions. Jesus was the master of great questions. Ever noticed? Think about it. His style was conversational and approachable. He was, in essence, the greatest of all coaches. He understood and modeled life-giving questions. "What do you want me to do for you?" Luke chapter 18, verse 41. "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Matthew chapter 9, verse 28. "Why are you so afraid?" Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. "Do you love me?" John chapter 21, verse 17. "Who do you say I am?" Mark chapter 8, verse 29. "Do you want to get well?" John chapter 5, verse 6. My favorite out of those stories is the one with Jesus and the blind man. As Jesus was approaching Jericho, a blind man sat by the side of the road begging. Those who were blind had an extremely hard time making a living. Most resorted to begging to earn enough money to eat. The man outside the gates of Jericho was no exception. He sat by the side of the road begging and listening intently to those who would pass by who might be able to spare some change. But on the day when Jesus was approaching Jericho, he heard something different in the air. Excitement, anticipation, expectation. As the crowd moved past him, he asked those around him, "Hey, what's going on?" Whatever it was, he sensed it was something extraordinary. People around him told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. In that moment, the blind man saw his opportunity. It's safe to say he had heard about the miracles Jesus had done, because he started shouting from the side of the road, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Even when those around him told him to be quiet, he continued shouting. I love that this man took initiative and had the persistence to keep crying out, even though others told him to shut up.